This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Taliban delegation has traveled to Moscow and held talks with Russian officials Friday, a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. AP's Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has warned that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. He also indirectly criticized some Muslim governments that either openly supported Indian actions in Kashmir or hardly said anything at all. Kashmir is India's only Muslim-majority region. In August, after India changed its laws on Kashmir, ending the territory's special status and depriving the region of relative autonomy, the ambassador of the United Emirates in Delhi issued a statement in favor of the move. A Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and other farm goods. More from Zaria Shackley.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict of trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And this is VOA News. Saudi-owned satellite channel reported Saturday that an explosion and fire has struck a major Saudi Aramco oil processing facility in the kingdom's east. It describes its oil processing facility there as the largest crude oil stabilization plant in the world. The facility processes sour crude oil into sweet crude, then later transports onto transshipment points on the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea. Estimates suggest it can process up to 7 million barrels of crude oil each day. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning Europe to share the refugee burden or face a new wave of migrants as Turkey fears a new influx of Syrian refugees. Erdogan's threat coincides with a surge of migrants entering Greece from Turkey. According to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, 8,100 migrants arrived at the Greek islands in August. Syria's Idlib province is the last rebel enclave in that country's civil war and is under siege from Damascus forces. Earlier this month, the Turkish Red Crescent said 500,000 refugees fled toward the Turkish border to escape the fighting. Hong Kong pro-democracy activists planned sit-ins at shopping malls on Saturday after a night in which protesters took to the hills to form lantern-carrying human chains. They are the latest demonstrations in months of unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. Demonstrators also planned to gather outside the British consulate on Sunday to demand that China honors a British joint declaration that was signed in 1984 laying out the former British colony's future after its return to China in 1997.
Felicity, have you prepared yourself with your sentence?
That sound of reporters asking actress Felicity Huffman questions as she arrives at federal court in Boston for her sentencing. She received a 14-day prison sentence for her role in a wide-ranging U.S. college admissions cheating scandal. The former Desperate Housewives television star was also given a $30,000 fine and 250 hours of community service during her appearance Friday at the Boston court. Young American adults are staying put more since the Great Recession, but when they do move, they're not going to the same places as they did before. The economic downturn of 2007 through 2009, in the 3 years leading up to the recession, more Americans in their 20s and 30s headed to California, Phoenix, Atlanta, Houston, and Charlotte, North Carolina, according to the U.S. Census Bureau American Community Survey. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Voice of America.